And then your cock is lifted away from the softness of the redhead's butt because the captain is lifting you, planting you down hard. So you're sitting up with your head just a little bit above her head's level. You're sitting on her lap as she leans back, kneeling up on the bed, lifted. So you're sitting on the cock, the back of your neck being smooched by the captain as it penetrates deeper than you thought possible. The captain has risen completely, her tits against your back, kissing the back of your head, the back of your neck, her cock buried to the hilt by gravity. She lifted you so easily and let you drop right onto it. Your own is standing free and twitching, just twitching without anything touching it, twitching in the open air. She is coming, coming, your cock hard, throb, throb, hot seed in your ass, the captain's cock buried in you, sleeve thoughts, thoughts of lips, thoughts of being a sleeve, the sizzling tingle in every place they've kissed you. You squirt, and your seed jets over the redhead's buttocks, over her back, as she moans and jerks. You see she's jerking off underneath. She comes, mindlessly, coming. She's jerking herself to orgasm, climaxing into her hand, while you squirt over her, and the captain fills you deep inside. And all through the lesser but excellent climax and escape, the captain squirts and squirts onward, filling your butt completely full, her seed blasting your insides for shaping you, until oblivion claims your thoughts in the heat of it. So wonderful to just be impaled on her cock, have it shiver against your inner walls, push that button. Something about being lifted up by her and dropped down forcefully on it has sealed how obvious and automatic this fate is for you. You see that the blonde is crawling toward the bed, perhaps for another go, while the redhead is still jerking off, caught in a cycle. The captain reaches around and grabs your still climaxing, spurting cock in its last throes of dribbling onto the redhead's legs and ass. But the captain jerks it, trying to force it back to hardness while her entire length is still within you, reshaping you, teaching you what you are. In that moment, she kisses behind your ear and whispers. She's been whispering things all along. It's been hard to keep track of. Who cares when another squirt of hot cum escapes your cock, grasped in her big hand while she fucks your ass? You close your eyes as she begins to bounce you, like a masturbation toy, like a sleeve, on her somehow miraculously still hard cock. The last clear image before your next orgasm is the redhead applying lubricant to her own rear, sliding back toward the tip of your cock, preparing to trap it within her as the captain will drape you over her and keep fucking within and without. You're going to be in the redhead, being fucked from behind by the captain, and the blonde is walking on her knees across the bed toward you, her small cock hard again, ready to slide into your mouth.